Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I are on the road again.
We are going to Hot Springs Village, and we're going to talk about all our digital.
Our mission is to teach the residents of Hot Springs Village all about the library's digital services. But first, we have to assemble our crack team.
We are on our way to pick up our fellow staff member named James. And then we're headed on to the village. Hopefully they'll let us in with this mommy.
Yes, we're going to the Coronado Library. And in the transit with us is Jill. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
And Aubrey.
Good morning.
While we were on our way to pick up James and continue on to the village, I asked Aubrey and Jill what their favorite Garland County Library apps are.
My favorite GCL app definitely would have to be Libby. I mean, I feel like maybe I'm biased for saying that because I teach people how to use Libby sometimes, but I love it. It's so nice and easy to use. I love to listen to audiobooks while I drive or do anything around the house, and Libby just makes it so easy.
You said that so well, actually. But, you know, I thought you would have said Creative Bug because you're the crafter after crafters and stuff. But or Crafter Hours, is that what it was? I love those. Anyway, yeah, I would probably echo that. Libby is my favorite because I am an audiobook listener. However, I also use Hoopla as much as I possibly can.
Yes.
You know, they do have a more of a selection if you're interested in just kind of just series that aren't often added to Libby, and so if Hoopla has it, then it's always good to get it off Hoopla.
Have y'all ever returned a book early on Libby and then tapped the bouquet of flowers?
No.
When you tap the bouquet of flowers, it spews flowers all over your phone screen.
I had no idea. Is it like thank you for being so nice and
yes,
kind and returning
thank you for
early?
Being a good courteous patron and returning your loan early so that the next person can read it.
I thought it was just going to add it to a list that I would do nothing with.
It's
That's
so
great.
Karen and I had never noticed this feature before on Libby, our ebook app, but if you are altruistic and return an item early, there's an animation that comes on the screen of a sort of exploding bouquet of flowers. So maybe Karen and I have never been that altruistic, but it is neat to know, and that's exactly why we needed Aubrey and Jill to come along with us, because there's just so much to learn. But now, we have to actually try to find James's house. And no road trip is complete without getting a little bit lost and maybe a little bit of argument about how to get back on track.
I know exactly where I'm going.
During this experience of getting lost and eventually getting found, I promise we will find James soon, I had an uncharacteristic deep thought. What if people who are picking up our Libby app for the first time are feeling lost just like we are right now? Okay, we turned around and we've gone about 3 miles and now we are approaching James Road.
Yes, we are.
Yes. But that's not it. The next one.
Yeah. Hello, I'm James Nallen, one of the outreach coordinators at the library, and I have just been picked up from my home.
Are you especially excited about today?
I'm mildly tickled.
With our team finally complete, including the tickled James, we head to the village. Made it to the Hot Springs Village gate. We are hoping they will let us in. There might be a little bit of drama here if we don't get in.
Yeah, we've had some drama before at the gate. They didn't want to let us in. We had to show our list of people.
But today we don't have a list of people because we don't know who they are.
Right. But if you live in the village, be very secure that... Or rest assured that your security is doing its job here at the gate.
Yes. Okay, the person in front of us is getting their pass, so we are next in line.
Hi, we're the library. Should we go into the library here? Good?
You're good, yeah.
Okay, he says we're good. We are in. After we navigated the twisty, curvy roads of the village and made it to the Coronado Library, as we were unloading the vehicle, I asked Jill why she in particular had asked to join us today.
Well, I tend to enjoy my interactions at the library desk when some of the population that might, you know, be here today ask for help with Libby. And apparently,
we can
the way
say,
I...
We can say older.
Okay. I really enjoy talking to little old ladies about Libby. And so, not to disparage anybody, but it is the most fun I have ever when they get it and they are like on their way to listening to or reading their books right there immediately. And it's like I just gave them a magic key.
It's magic.
It's great.
Thank you, Jill.
James was prepared to give a presentation on all of our digital services, but as people started coming in, they wanted more individual help. So they sat down at tables with James, Aubrey, and Jill and learned all about Libby and Hoopla and all of our other apps. Meanwhile, Karen and I were at the meet and greet station. However, we didn't have a lot of meeting and greeting to do, so we decided we would discuss some of the other apps and websites that the library offers access to.
I have 8 people. That does include us, but we have 3 patrons that are being helped by James, Jill, and Aubrey, so we're quite busy.
They are busy, but we also have the podcast to think about. So
we're trying to do everything, Greg. You and I, we try to do everything. I am trying right now to get onto my Libby app to see if I can find the new Margaret Thatcher IRA book.
Yeah, there's a new book that we just ordered, and I don't think it's come out yet, but I believe I put it in the cart to buy probably later today.
Okay.
So, but you just said something that I thought was kind of interesting. You said if you have your druthers, you prefer the text.
I do. I do prefer reading the print copy. But I do love listening to audiobooks as well, where I can do different things as I listen to the audiobooks. And I do love listening to mysteries and biographies, true crime. So Libby is very good for me.
And Hoopla. I'm the same way. I will read an ebook as an absolute last resort. Like if that's the only way it's available, I will do it. But I guess I'm just kind of old-fashioned. I would prefer to have the book. I'm glad that we have this service, and lots of people will only use the e-books.
Yes, because it saves them a trip to town. It's, you know, the books are automatically returned, so nobody has to worry about that. But yeah.
And one neat feature is that you can adjust the font size. So if you need large, if you need large print, we try to get as many print large print books as we can, but a lot of books don't come out in large print. So that's what's kind of nice about the e-books is that you can make them bigger or smaller.
My print is very. You could sit 3 rows back from me and read my book.
So Karen, we still have 3 helpers and 3 people being helped. It looks like our crew is doing a great job.
They are doing wonderful. Lots of patience. Lots of showing our patrons some new things. So it's going great.
Fantastic. And we are supervising.
Yes, we are. We are the mentors of this group, so we're sitting back letting them take the reins for once.
Right. We might have some notes for them afterwards.
Yes, yes.
I know that we've mentioned Hoopla, and one thing we haven't mentioned about Hoopla is that it also has video on there. I use it mainly for audiobooks, but it has tons of ebooks and comics and music. Also music and video. They've got a lot of Acorn content, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, the British, I love British stuff. Yeah.
Are you looking for a physical therapist in Hot Springs? Local therapist Jason Wagnon has opened his own clinic right on the corner of Central Avenue and Amity Road. Wagnon Physical Therapy is dedicated to providing personalized care for patients, whether suffering from a recent injury, preparing for or recovering from surgery, or dealing with a problem you've had for years. Give them a call at 501-701-4339 to set up an appointment today.
So let's talk about some other databases that we have.
Okay.
The Consumer Reports is on our database. We have that, and that's very popular.
That's one of our most popular ones. If you need a new, I've looked at it several times. Like I needed a new dishwasher, or I was looking at cars at one point. So that's very handy. You know, you can get Consumer Reports articles just by searching the web, but at some point it's going to say some kind of paywall is going to come up. But if you go through the library site, then there is no paywall. You just use your library card.
Yes, so that's one of the most popular ones. Another popular one that I wish I used more is novelist. Mm-hmm. Novelists, if you like, say, John Grisham, and you want other books written in the same style as Grisham's, you could go to novelist and pop in his name, and they'll pull up some other authors that are similar to him. And I find, and it's very helpful, especially for children's books. And okay, well, I want a book about dinosaurs or whatever. If you type in something like Junie B. Jones, a popular children's book, Junie B. Jones, I want things written like Junie B. Jones. It will give you some ideas, some things to search for, some authors to search for, or titles to search for.
Or if you want to know how many books are in the series,
yes,
it'll give you all the series information.
Just tons of book information, title information, series information on novelists. And that one I need to use more. Also, we have one that my daughter just used. It's about driving, and she had to take the driver's test. And we have that on our databases as well. And so she just went through and did a practice test on the Arkansas drivers for the Arkansas driver's license. And she just kept doing the practice test. And she did pass, first time.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
So that's wonderful.
Right. There's also a Learning Express library. So for other types of tests, like the ACT or SAT, or they have hundreds of tests on there. And I feel sorry for the people that have to take them. But if you do need to study up for one of those standardized kind of tests, there will be some resources on Learning Express library.
Use that one as well.
Right. News Bank is great because it has hundreds, if not thousands, of newspapers, including the local papers.
It does. It's very popular. It's easy access to. If you know that John Smith died in 2015, you can search that. It does not have pictures, and it only goes back to 2001, 2002.
Around there.
Somewhere in there in the 2000s. But that was really popular. If you just need a quick article, okay, you know, this happened in Hot Springs. I want to find out about it. It happened, you know, like 6 months ago. You could go on there and find it.
Right. And you can also look at newspapers from all over the country.
Yes, yes. I've done that too. We've done that too for some reference. Let's see, what else have we got?
Let's say language. See.
Yes. So there's also a foreign language database on our website. That's very popular.
Let's say you're in school and your teacher says you have to write a paper on the cyclical life of a snail. Which database would you probably go to for that?
I would go to ProQuest.
Yes. Good call.
And I had to think about that. ProQuest has a periodical database, which we used to call the Reader's Guide to Periodical Literature. Yes. Many years ago. They're big green books, but you can go in there if you need a resource from a magazine.
Or like a scholarly journal.
A scholarly journal, and you can put in whatever your subject is, mm-hmm. and find that, you know, if you need a magazine article on that. So ProQuest is great as well.
Yes.
So what else do we have?
There's some that are mainly aimed at kids, like Bookflix, Tumble Book Library. Niche Academy is one that has like video tutorials of different things, and I think including some on what we're doing today, like learning how to use Libby and things like that. So if you have not gone to the library's website lately and looked at our databases, you are missing out.
You are. There's also one called Creative Bug, which you can take a class on. They have, it's kind of like Pinterest, but you can actually watch the videos of how there's painting, there is a cake decorating, there's lots of things with fabric, and it's called Creative Bug. And it's, we use that a lot when we do crafts, like the Crafternooners and stuff. So we use that one a lot for our programs.
So do we need to go back to supervising these youngsters?
I think we do. They're getting a little rowdy down there.
As the help sessions were winding down, I tried to ask some of the attendees if they would talk to the podcast about their experience, but it turned out that they were even more introverted than I am. So instead, I quizzed our tutors about how they thought it went.
So, Aubrey, you just spent maybe about half an hour or so talking with a very nice lady. Yes. And I talked to her afterwards. She said she was very satisfied.
Yes.
What kind of experience did you have doing tech help today?
Well, what's interesting about this is she's learning and I'm learning too, because it was something I had never had an issue with before. She was asking about tags that you can do on Libby and how to place more items on hold than the allotted 7 items.
Right.
But she, in this case, had a card at Garland County Library and Saline County Library. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know, Saline County Library will give you a card if you live in Saline and Garland County.
Right.
So it's both counties. So she has a card at both places, so she's able to place holds.
So she can have double.
Yes. Yes, because she's got 2 cards, so you can get double the hold. So she's got, we figured out how to link her card on Libby so that she can get holds on Libby from both libraries.
Neat.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good.
She was hoping I would help her get optimized on Libby, and I think I did that. And we also went over Hoopla Digital and our home delivery service and our app, Garland County Library, and a few of our databases on our website. Yes, and she's very interested in genealogy. And
so she can look at Heritage Quest.
Correct. She knows how to get to Heritage Quest now. She knows how to navigate to it. So.
Everything that our library offers on the website, basically. Mostly it's clarifying the difference between how Libby works, how Libby is part of OverDrive. The old OverDrive app is, you know, being discontinued, and this is still the same, it just looks different. And then comparing how you search through Libby and the card catalog and how they look differently. And it's going to look different on your tablet, from the computer screen, from Libby, from Hoopla. But it was fun.
Okay,
we had a good
very
time.
Good. So now she can go home, and she is totally self-sufficient in terms of...
the most important thing is she went home, and she said, now I'm going to go home and play with it, because that's the only way you can really learn it. I can teach you everything, and your mind is spinning, and then you go home and think about it slowly, and then you play with it, and that's when you really learn
it. A lot of people seem to be kind of afraid to play with it.
That's the thing. You can't. You will not break your tablet clicking in Libby. Will not break anything.
Right.
That's the best thing about it.
Yes.
You just close it and open it again, and then you find where you are.
That's right. Okay. All right, Karen, we are packing up. We had a pretty successful day, wouldn't you say?
Yes. As I get some water. Yeah, we had... very happy customers. They know everything about Libby and Hoopla now.
Right. We didn't have the biggest crowd. We've come out here a few times, and it's been kind of feast or famine. Like, we'll come out, and there's a line out the door, or there's just, like, you know, 2 or 3 people. Today was kind of on the smaller scale, but the nice thing was that everybody got individual attention.
Right, personalized attention.
And they could take their time to really teach them rather than, like, oh, next.
Yes.
And now the most exciting part of the day is we are going to where?
We're going to go find a place to eat.
Yum. Thank you. Okay, we are going through the roundabout a second time. Karen, how do you feel about our second go through the roundabout?
I hope we can do this. There seems to be a lot of big trucks.
There are big trucks with orange flashing lights. And
oh, they're going to paint.
Moving parts. Like they're about to set up right now.
Yes, they're about to set up right now.
Here we go.
And the roundabout, one of the entrances is now blocked.
That's the one we need.
So we are stuck in the traffic circle.
So what happens if you just go over the roundabout?
I would do that if I was in my Jeep.
Yeah, not in this car. I wouldn't trust it.
So the traffic circle is not living up to its name.
Since we're stuck in the traffic circle, this might be a good time to tell our listeners thanks for listening. And is there anything else about today's adventure anyone would like to share?
I'm glad we brought joy to people.
Yes.
Thank you, James.
And the magic of Libby.
The joy and the magic of Libby. There you have it. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. And thanks to Jill, Aubrey, and James. And thanks to the Coronado Library for inviting us out. Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.